Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose.
It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Wednesday morning on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Who found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house your home? Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. And CBS Sports Radio's Toll Free Line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. What do you need to know here on this Wednesday morning? Here you go. The three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Nationals hold off Astros to steal game one of the World Series 5-4.
Jump Zach there a little bit, but what a game it was last night. Game one of the Fall Classic. Game two later on tonight. Nats lead the series 1-0, Taz, as Scherzer gutted his way through five innings, throwing 112 pitches. They fell behind, did Washington 2-0 early. They take a 5-2 lead. They hold on desperately for the 5-4 victory last night. So many different moments in this game. You know, Juan Soto was very good. Garrett Cole, not particularly good, as he finished the game strong, but staked to that 2-0 lead. He did give up five runs on eight hits and had six strikeouts. His stuff wasn't as electric as we have seen here for the majority of the MLB season. The Astros lose game one with their ace on the mound, and the Nationals, you know, the hell with the time off. They looked sharp as anything last night.
Yeah, we talked about this a lot earlier. I mean, and rightfully so. It's game one of the World Series, and, you know, what happens? Well, the Nationals go on the road, go to Minute Maid Park and get a gigantic victory and get some momentum against arguably the best pitcher in the game in Cole and win the game 5-4 and now sit 1-0 in the World Series, and they play another game tonight in Houston. Then they go to D.C. So the Nationals are in a great spot. Moose, we talk about this a lot with all sports. You want to get in these series, these championship series, and the World Series is a championship series at the end of the day. You want to get that first victory. So you're ahead of the curve. You're in front of the eight ball, especially on the road. That's gigantic. And that kid Soto, as you mentioned, epic player, man. Young guy. He's a special guy. He's a phenom. During one of the breaks of our show here, I was in the control room. I was talking to Mikey B. Mikey B said something I keep thinking about. He's like, man, this guy looks older than 20, and he really does. I mean, I got to be honest. I mean, this has never been said anywhere. I'd love to see this kid's birth certificate because I don't think he's 20. So I think my son is something. This kid doesn't look like a kid. I mean, he is, and he plays like a grown-ass man, not a 20-year-old. So he's a special kind of player no matter what his age is. And, he was clutch, 3-for-4, three RBIs last night, and just tremendous player. So, yeah, huge win for the Nationals to get rolling here.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And maybe Soto's got a little bit of the Greg Oden effect, where See? You look at him and say he doesn't look his age. But, he's an unbelievable talent coming off a championship series in the National League where Washington swept, but he didn't star, Taz, and he was certainly a star last night. The home run that tied the game up at two, then really what ended up being the decisive bases-clearing double as well for Juan Soto. There's nothing not to like of what he gave you. Love the fact that Dave Martinez, you know, managed the bullpen the way he did. Bringing in Hudson in the seventh inning for the big strike out of Alvarez. Then Hudson gets himself into trouble in the eighth inning. The Springer double, lack of hustle there. We talked about it at the time. 5-4 game at that stage. Then, you go to Doolittle for the four-out save. He works a perfect ninth inning as the Nats cement the victory. And that's a hell of a victory for Washington. It really is. And for A.J. Hinch and the Strohs, well, what do they rely on tonight? They rely on Justin Verlander to try and even up this series at a game apiece. I think they do. I think it goes back to Washington on Friday night, Taz. I'd be surprised if the Nats are leading the series 2-0.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree with you. Yeah, I do think that happens for sure today, or tonight, I should say. Yeah, so the game's about 8 p.m. Eastern?
Yeah, 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm with you. I think the Astros win this game tonight. Sure, it's going to, again, another, like you just laid out perfectly. I mean, another awesome pitching battle. This is going to be great. Yeah, so these games are awesome. These games, this series should be really good. And hopefully, and we talked about this earlier, hopefully casual sports fans or casual baseball fans jump on this if they're not from the D.C. area or anywhere in Texas near Houston or whatever, and they want to, and they're just baseball fans because of maybe a kid like a Juan Soto, or because of these great pitching matchups, you know, with Verlander and Strasburger, you know, Strasburger, I should say. So that type of stuff. Maybe something like that. You see, this game was, wow, 5-4. Nats win on the road. Oh my God, this is crazy. I gotta lock into this one. Maybe that's what happens, you know?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, Rob Manfred certainly wants that. There's no doubt about that. You know what? It felt good as well for Zimmerman.
Oh,
how about
yeah.
that? 15-year veteran.
Yeah. Yep.
First World Series at bat, he hits a home run.
Yep.
2-0 game,
awesome.
Top half of the second inning, Taz, to make it a 2-1 game. How good did you feel for Ryan Zimmerman?
No, I did too.
He battled injuries, foot injury earlier on in the season.
Yep.
A longtime Washington National original. I mean, that's a pretty cool moment for Zimmerman.
You're right. I agree with you. And tough to root against the veteran first baseman for sure. And he's the type of, you want to root for him. I mean,
yes, I agree with you.
Except when he's playing my Mets. I don't. But you get my joke. Yeah, no, it's tough not to root for him. Yeah.
Here is Zim after the game. Ryan, that is, talking about that first World Series at bat.
Yeah, first at bat, did a home run. I mean, running around the bases, you're kind of almost floating around the bases. You know, to be able to do that, it's kind of what you work for.
Yeah, and
it's
it hit
happiness
the
happiness that you're curious. Sorry, I'm going to walk into work here every day. I float.
Yes, you float right into work.
Yeah.
Float like
right
a butterfly, sting like a bee.
No office. I float right into my cubicle.
Right to your 4x4 cubicle.
Yes, 4x4. I thought it was smaller than that. My shoulders touched the end. I don't know.
Here's AJ Hinch talking about missed opportunities last night for the Stros.
Anytime, you know, you're up against really good, as a good starting pitcher, you want to take advantage of every single opportunity. You know that's going to be a tall task, but I like the at bats. I even liked our at bats with runners in scoring position. We had a little bit of bad luck. We did chase a little bit.
Yeah, they certainly did. Look for Houston. I would expect them to bounce back big time tonight.
Yep.
Even though Strasburg's on the mound, and he's been great for Washington. But the Nats, as you wake up here on this Wednesday morning, they lead the World Series 1-0.
There you go.
Number 2.
Raptors received championship rings to kick off NBA opening night.
Not just the Raptors, Drake as well, which Drake, we discussed a little earlier on in the program, too.
So if you're a multi-millionaire, billionaire, hip-hop megastar, mogul, and you sit in the front row and you heckle opponents of the Raptors, I guess you get a ring. Yeah, then again, wasn't there reports that he's part ownership, quiet, silent owner or something like that?
Oh, is there?
I could have sworn that. Mike, did you tell me that?
Is he own? He
Someone told me. My kid told me that.
He owns part of the Raptors? I didn't know that. Is that true?
Let's not take this as a fact.
Okay.
Sometimes my info is not.
Right.
I could have got it from one of my friends
something. I don't know.
Again, that guy, the rapper. Yeah,
well,
he owns the team.
Because then it makes my point in fact. I thought he was just a super fan. You know, I didn't know if he has part ownership of the team, that makes sense for him to, even if it's 2% Taz, then it makes sense for him to get a championship ring. If he's just a super fan heckling the opponent, he should not be getting a championship ring.
Maybe he's a silent owner. He's got the money, and he's always in the front row.
They
let him do whatever he wants.
Of course.
Acts like an ass.
He really does. But
at the Raptors, games too.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, for Toronto as well, because anytime your best player leaves in free agency and is playing in the second game of the doubleheader in Los Angeles, and you're celebrating the championship from the year before on opening night in the NBA as you get set to host New Orleans and the Pelicans, Taz, it's a little bit of a strange scene when the band's not together.
You saw the ring, right?
Yes.
It's gigantic.
Yeah, it's a huge ring.
It's real. It's
very flashy. I don't know if I love the two tones.
I like the two tones.
You do?
I do, but I don't like the size. This is beyond gaudy. It's beyond drip. What do we got, Mike?
He's just a global ambassador of the Raptors.
Yeah, so he's...
Oh, what the hell does that mean?
He's a global ambassador. Thank you.
I need to use that for something.
Right, I'm right.
Pete, what can I use that for? Global ambassador.
I don't even know. Everything.
Thank you.
All right, Pete's the global ambassador of Taz and the Moose. Congratulations, Pete.
We just gave you
that. You can now add that to your business card. Pete Bilotti, executive at Entercom CBS Sports Radio, and global ambassador of Taz and the Moose.
Do you have that executive title by now? No, not yet. Still not. Nah, exactly.
No.
Yeah. Well, that's
we
not.
We just gave him one.
We did, but I don't know if we're qualified.
Why aren't we that qualified? He can't be the global ambassador of our show.
Well, of our show, yeah. I guess you can. Yeah, but not an executive. He can be a global ambassador. We can't give him... Only these bosses here can give an example. I don't want to. I can go down a road here. That's probably not good.
No, let's not go down that road.
All right. So the rings are very big and ugly. But the two-tone, I don't mind. I don't mind.
Raptors victorious. That game goes into the night. I don't love the ring. I mean, but the rings just get bigger and bigger. It's not even a ring anymore.
Why don't you just give them a knuckle ring? Just give them brass knuckles with diamonds on it with a basketball
across
in front
the,
of them.
Right, you could
just
do
like
that.
A giant basketball and just punch each other.
Opening night of the NBA. Go get it.
Here's your brass knuckles with diamonds on it.
That's exactly right. That'd be a look. Here's our championship ring, a set of brass knuckles.
Sick of it already. Didn't even start.
And then you got the Clippers and Lakers later on in the evening where Kawhi's getting booed in the Los Angeles Clippers' first home game because it's a Laker crowd out at the Staples Center, which we discussed earlier. We asked Doyle the question. Tim went on some kind of caveat in terms of talking about the Lakers game.
And Ric Flair.
We asked about you asked the question about Kawhi getting booed, and he completely ignored it.
Dude, I asked him about them having two. It's funny he said that. Like sharing the arena. I don't even know what he said.
Yeah, he took the question and basically said, I'm going to take this answer someplace else.
Yeah, he like turned around and asked me a wrestling question.
I know.
I just want to know about the arena, bro. What do you think?
There you have it. Clippers win their season opener against LeBron and the Lakers 112-102. Raptors victorious. You'll get more NBA tonight. As a majority of the league is in full flight. All right, next.
Number three.
NFL trades begin to heat up.
Oh, they do. And that? I think it's great. Taz, so many years we grew up, there were never trades in the NFL.
No.
It is what it is. Your team is what it is. You know, suck it up. You're not getting any better as the season goes along. October 29th is the NFL trade deadline, and we're getting deals all over the place. Lions dealing Diggs to Seattle yesterday. The 49ers acquiring Sanders from
Sanders,
the
Sanders, Emmanuel Sanders, yeah.
Correct, receiver. From the Denver Broncos.
Yep, yep.
Those are a couple. A.J. Green's name is out there.
We mentioned Sanu.
Sanu getting traded from the Patriots yesterday morning. You have the Jets might trade Leonard Williams. There are so many teams out there looking to move players here before the NFL trade deadline. I think it's fantastic. I think it's something that the league needs because oftentimes you saw in the National Hockey League, they do specials on the NHL Network deadline day. NBA trade deadline day, everyone does specials. MLB trade deadline day, everyone does specials. In the National Football League, it was kind of like, nothing's going to happen. Nobody makes trades in the National Football League. And right. That's changed here over the last 2-3 years. And I think that's great for the sport.
And you're right. And stars have been traded. I mean, the big one was, I mean, happened last week when I was out and you and Andrew were doing the show. And when the Jaguars traded Jalen Ramsey to the Rams.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's, you know, the Rams get two first-round picks and, what, a fourth, I think they got? Yeah. So,
yes, correct.
You know, I'm just saying. So, to your point, yeah. I mean, but you're right. I remember years ago, like you said, it was your team. No one got moved, and that was that. I mean, some of that, you know, that dynasty building stuff is gone now because of all the movement of players. So I'm kind of, I do miss those years of that stuff. Like, you know, you knew those guys were on that team, and you might have loved them to be on your team, but it never was going to happen because they were locked on that team. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, like... That's gone now. I mean, I'm on the fence. It's good and bad. It's definitely more exciting that these guys get moved around.
If you're a 49er fan, you're better.
Yeah.
You just add a veteran wide receiver. You trade a third and fourth round draft choice. You get Emmanuel Sanders and a fifth back from Denver. And that receiving core for Jimmy Garoppolo, they're a better group right now.
I agree. Look at the Rams. The Ravens getting Marcus Peters. That's a big deal.
Right. They're in desperate need for a corner. And Peters paid off. He had a 67-yard interception return for touchdown this past week against Seattle.
Right. He's the real deal, that guy, man. I mean, he is. So... You know, it's interesting how I think this is the kind of the point you were making. It kind of snuck up on us, the whole trade stuff of the NFL. Like, meaning over time. Like, it just, because slowly came out of nowhere, I guess, is one way to put it.
Right. You're not wrong, but I think it's great that it has. We'll see how many more moves. We're sitting here, what is today, the 22nd, so we're a week away from the NFL trade deadline, or is today the 23rd?
Today's the 23rd,
away.
Sir.
So we're 6 days away here from the NFL trade deadline. And I imagine the two deals that went down yesterday, Diggs, the safety corner that goes from the Lions to Seattle, which stunned teammates in Detroit, and Sanders going from Denver to San Francisco. Those aren't going to be the last two trades that happen here over the course of the next 6 days.
Every time you say Diggs, I think of the guy from the Vikings.
You're talking about Quadri Diggs,
the cornerback. Right.
Yes.
Just so people out there understand what's going on. No, not Stephon Diggs.
As we build and we got a big Thursday night.
Robbie Rosenhaus probably panicking. Diggs got moved from my Vikings?
Oh. No, don't worry about that. We got a big in the Vikings in big Thursday night game tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night's the Vikings?
Skins Vikings. Go get it.
Yeah, I got to.
That'll light up the nation.
Oh, man. Maybe Robbie will text you on that one because he knows you're a Redskins fan.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
I bet you he doesn't. He might not text you ever again.
What a shame.
It's
was that
Taz
for air?
And Moose. Yes, that was on the air. Yes,
I don't know.
That was not
tell.
Just in our headsets. No, that was on the air.
I'm hearing things. I'm hearing ghosts.
I'm hearing ghosts. It's Taz and the Moose on this Wednesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
So free tacos for everybody, Taz.
I'm in. Sorry. I just reacted.
Three pitches into the World Series last night. You got a stolen base. Trey Turner with the steal on the very first pitch after he got to first base. So next week, Taco Bell, Doritos Locos Tacos for everybody next week. You're going to partake.
When you say everybody, you mean everybody?
The nation.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Is this like what? There's free tacos really going on? Are you joking?
No, I'm being serious. Taco Bell has a deal that if there's a stolen base in the World Series, and there was one last night, three pitches into the Fall Classic, that next week they will be giving away free Doritos. What was it? Doritos Locos Tacos.
Yeah. So what do I do? I walk into Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And I say, I was watching a baseball game. Give me free food. Like, how do I handle this?
I think you walk in. I think there's a day that's delineated where they give the tacos away. I don't think you can show up at like midnight on a Sunday night and be like, hey, Trey Turner. The guy might be like, who? Trey Turner stole a base. The guy might be like, what are you talking about?
Well, come again.
Yeah. I don't think. I think they pick a day, do they not?
This is true. And it's a window as well. They don't want you to be able to go
anytime,
and get your free taco. Yeah.
Well,
so
that's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to go whenever I want. Right. They give you a 2 hour, what is it, like a 2 hour window?
I think it's like noon to 12:15 on Tuesday.
It's 2 to 6 on October 30th.
When everyone's working or in school, except people like us, because we're off at that time, so we should all just go together.
So noon to 6.
In a minivan. We'll rent one.
2 to 6.
2 to 6.
What do you think, Pete? We're good? Rent the minivan?
Yeah, that's it.
Holding hands.
Yeah.
All of us.
Pete will
right
steal
in.
One for us.
Pete will drive, and we'll rent the minivan.
No, he will not.
And we'll just go to Taco Bell.
So next taco will be a Taco Tuesday. Next Tuesday, 2 to 6. If you've got a Taco Bell in your area, head on over. You can get a free taco, thanks to Trey Turner.
Yeah, and weren't they here, didn't they, early when we first got this show here? Didn't they give us free food?
They did come by, correct.
Yes, Super Bowl week.
We had those, what were those?
Foam French fries.
We had the French fries.
With the nacho sauce.
Yeah, with the nacho sauce, yes.
Oh, yeah, they were something.
They were spicy.
They were something.
No, but remember they were frying them up in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's correct, yeah.
And the whole place smelled like fried food.
Yeah.
At like 7 a.m.
Instead of rat poison. That's what it usually smells like here.
That's true. Or standing water.
Ugh. That's true. Yeah, that really rancid smell.
Some people like it.
That's true.
I learned to love it.
Change doesn't happen.
Just get used to it over. Yeah.
Or you get used to it.
Course of 7 years.
Well, right. For the lifers that work here, yeah.
So
I just don't smell anymore.
So next Tuesday, 2 to 6 p.m., wherever you might be, head over to Taco Bell, get yourself a taco, thanks to Tracy.
So is anyone really here? Because some of you guys look like you'd want free food. So is anybody... I don't mean that in a disrespectful manner.
Will any of us head over to Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not disrespectful at all. When you say some of you guys look like you could use free food or like free food. It's not. It's really not disrespectful at all. It's really. That's a nice conversation starter. Walk into the room. By the way, you guys look like you could use all like free food.
Well, you could get me twice here because A, I do love free food, but B, I'm too lazy to go get it at Taco Bell.
Remember Chef Mike, God rest his soul? Right, he would come
he
with the
died?
Food. He's alive. He's just not part of the show. Like, for, no, he's alive. He's healthy. No, it's just kind of a little figure speech I have, a little funny ha-ha thing. And
he's been cut off from the show.
He knows the bit. He knows. Well, Mike knows the bit. Yes. Mike, Chef Mike. Yes. Anyway, no, remember he and Andrew Bogus, you were eating. He made country
that
fried steak.
No, lobster
chicken
roll.
Fried steak.
Chicken fried steak.
That one didn't. That was not. I think that one was a little debatable. The lobster roll is what I liked. I thought the lobster roll he brought in the first time he was here, lobster rolls and Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah,
those
the Philly
were delicious.
Cheesesteak was delicious.
And you ate so much of it.
I don't think that's
no, it is.
No, he ate one lobster roll. The chicken fried steak, the problem with that wasn't the fried steak, was the sausage gravy in the canister that he brought. It got a little gelatinous. It didn't flow out of the canister.
Gelatinous. More of those pancakes he made?
It was like almost like,
like,
you know,
pudding.
Butterscotch. Well, yeah. Well, people can. You ever go to like a Chinese food place and it's got the gravy, the brown gravy.
I know exactly what you mean. And it's like phlegm.
Correct, and then it chills a little bit, and then it's kind of like sticking
instead of flowing over
the chicken. Yeah. It's like sticking to the chicken
because there's
like
lard.
Cubes of Jello.
You're right because there's
that
lard.
Shape.
That's lard in it.
That's
lard.
Right. That's what that gravy was like.
That gravy that sticks to you.
Tap the bottom in order to get the gravy out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it was warm when I left.
Yeah, let me take my shoe off and stir it with my foot.
Now, Mike. Now, Mike's dead.
No, listen. You, Andrew, I've witnessed you eat like free food, and you are, you know, a glutton.
I work in radio, of course.
That's what I meant about my comment that because you people are all radio people here.
Oh, so you're explaining yourself, the insult.
Yeah. Oh, you people are radio people. I'm different than all of you.
I've seen you take some free food, though.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
No, but very minimal. I mean, I have class, Mike. You know that.
Oh, the bagels class. That time our boss came in and said, we got bagels from the Tony Sendoff.
I was hungry.
The Tony Sendoff. That's true. You're right about that.
Sendoff.
We don't want them
anymore. Chernoff was like, we got some spread.
What am I going to get for my Sendoff? Am I going to get something? Am I getting bagels? What am I getting, Pete?
You're leaving?
Maybe.
It's over?
You'll be the first to know.
Tacos.
Yeah, tacos?
Yeah, if you could leave next Tuesday.
Doritos.
And I'll just give my notice from Taco Bell.
That's smart, it. Right. 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Perfect. Yeah, no, it's perfect. Yeah, no, no. Yeah, I remember the bagel thing you're talking about, Mike, but I don't think I was eating it like I was going to the chair.
No, I don't say. I wouldn't say that.
You implied it.
You had a nice amount, but nothing.
I had a
out
bagel.
You're right. You took your
share.
Well,
you went back for another.
Well, I took half of a bagel, and then
I went back for another.
Half.
Should we get into the corned beef earlier on in the Taz of the Moose where you were, but when we were still having the Spitz meeting and you were settled in front of the corned beef plate?
I don't remember that. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. I remember that from the...
Boomer had deli meats delivered.
From the Hebrew deli?
Correct, from the Jewish deli.
Right. I want to be PC. And I remember that, and I might have had a little bit of pastrami and a little corned beef. It's coming back to me.
Yeah, you were settled in right there.
At 8 a.m.
Yes, correct.
Well, what about you?
I never laid claim that I didn't eat the free food.
I mean, you know.
I never came out and said I didn't.
I mean, people want to give me stuff. I'll tell you where only time I've been a, as you would say in Italian, a mute vom, like an animal, like some of you people are here, okay, with free food, is when we had Barraza, the empanadas. Barraza. You know that company? Am I saying it wrong?
I don't remember the name.
Feels like you are.
I feel like I wouldn't go to you for pronunciation.
No, you got it.
Barraza.
Send them the air check.
Yeah. Yeah, so you remember the empanadas?
Yeah, of course I do.
A thing of beauty.
Yes, and they were delicious.
Sauces were great as well.
The best empanadas I ever had. And my next business venture might be to have an empanada cart outside this place.
Outside this place.
I should open up a food truck works.
Hey, isn't that Taz out there? Yeah, yeah, he's got an empanada truck. Taz's empanadas.
Roll around the city.
With my sausage and peppers.
Moose, I'll give you a discount. I'll give you two for one. I'll take care of you, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You got it. Give you two empanadas.
Might
one
need
price.
It that time.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, but no, I mean, I love empanadas, but that I remember when Barraza came in here and.
Oh, those were delicious. Yeah.
They were, dude.
Yeah,
they
those
were
great.
Really,
Sammy Steinle.
Really,
my buddy Sammy
Jones. Yeah, Sammy Steinle Jones.
Yes.
Yeah, mover and shaker.
He's delivered cookies, empanadas on a couple of occasions. Cake. Remember, he came in with the cake?
You know, speaking of which, usually those Red Bull treats show up before big games. They played a playoff game over the weekend. You'd think on that Friday morning.
That's a good
Friday
point.
Morning, right. Been stuff
maybe
here,
I should
right?
text Sammy and see what's going
well,
on.
They
he's
lost,
not going to reply.
So never mind.
Guys, we're out. We're out. Don't Peter Schwartz what's going on.
Oh, Steinle might he'll reply to me. He might just be like, hey, listen, I'm out. I'm no longer doing that.
He did reach out to me on Friday, but it was not about food.
Oh, okay.
About to have a talk soccer. I said,
you lied, Mike. Mike, you lied flat out. You lied. Yes. You lied about your friend that you delivered food to, and he was supposed to give free food to the show.
Yeah, he hasn't done it yet. I've been back multiple times. He's
that's not,
an not early
happening.
Bird.
Yeah. What do you think happened? Did he
I
hear
don't
the
think
show?
He, I don't think he doesn't I don't think he wants to get up in the morning is the problem.
Yeah, I don't that's not happening.
You he's said he was all excited too.
He was all excited, and I've been there multiple times back and forth. He's like, that's a little early for me.
Yeah, I mean the idea that the guy was going to make us fresh burgers and deliver them at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't think that's
Mike happen. Was like, that's going to happen. I was like, that's not happening.
Yeah, no.
He got no a little confused about the times of the
fresh
show.
Fresh cut Idaho fries, that's not happening.
Well, Chef Mike was doing that, you remember. He was doing the early morning chef stuff for us.
Oh.
That ended. He was. He was cooking the stuff.
And Chef Mike just tweeted us.
I didn't. I'm not
he's
on
alive.
Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
let me
Chef Mike. I'm not on there because I'm getting hit with a lot of tweets.
Here you go,
last
Mike.
Night.
Still faithfully listening every day. Right. Thank you for the mention. I promise next time the gravy will be much lighter.
See? And there it is.
Yeah. Love Chef Mike. There you go.
Thank you, Chef
doing
Mike.
Tomorrow, Mike.
It's good to see you're alive still, sir.
What's going on, Bogus? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, Moose, I'm great. Thanks for asking. Here's your report. It is sponsored by NFL Network. We are NFL Network, the place where football and culture collide. It's all here, all day, every day, because there's no such thing as too much football. We are the NFL Network. Certainly didn't seem like the Washington Nationals were rusty after a week off between the NLCS and the World Series. They did fall behind 2-0 to the Astros in the first inning last night, but they were even by the fourth inning, then took the lead for good in the fifth.
3-2 to Soto. Swung on, hit in the inner left field. Brantley going back against the Crawford, boxes off the wall, bounces by him, back toward the infield. Robles has scored. Rounding third is Rendon. He comes in to score on a booming double off the left field wall by Juan Soto.
Charlie Slows on Nats Radio. Juan Soto also homered and stole a base in his World Series debut.
Soto, I couldn't help but notice. Mm. My friend Lee Mean at LM Fight, he tweeted out, Moose, I think you tagged on this, the photo of us, he must listen to the show, with you with the giant French fries and us with the Taco Bell people.
There it is.
There it is.
I just saw that. Look at that.
Lee Mean's just unbelievable.
He is. He's on top of it. He
really
is. Look at that. I just saw it.
How fast he's on top of stuff.
He is. Nacho fries.
Yeah. Mike, you're at the studio. See this? Lee Mean. He tweeted out the picture from the Taco Bell situation.
Yes, I just retweeted
my kids
on the
still
walk.
Take those fries that were in that canister and beat each other up with them.
Really? With the giant fries?
No doubt.
Are they soft? Because you wouldn't even let me touch those
they
fries.
They are. The fries.
You just took them.
You mean the plushed toy fries?
The toy fries, yeah.
Yes, yes, they are soft, but they love to beat each other up, knock each other over the head.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice. So this picture has current memories for you.
Yes,
you
it does.
These
yes,
fries in the house.
Those fries. Yes, exactly right.
And now,
a traumatic memory.
Well, no, it's not traumatic. When one's like Gregory will have Paul. Oh no, it'll be Paul and Jackson will be wrestling, and then Gregory will come by with one of the fries and just drill Jackson or Paul over the head with them.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. Who's the tall person next to you, Moose?
I don't know who the Taco Bell representative was. I don't remember.
Mike, you know his name?
Yeah, Fred.
There you go.
Surprised you don't remember his name. Thought that was your thing.
Well, the female
times,
the females
times.
Are shorter ladies, which is nice. I love standing next to them. I feel like really tall next to these people. I could just look at this picture all day. This is money.
Nice. Good job, Lee Mean.
He's the best, man.
Mark.
Come on.
What else, Bogus?
So the Nationals won last night, Game 1 of the World Series, 5-4 in Houston. All those runs off Gerrit Cole, who had not lost since late May. Tonight's pitching matchup, Steven Strasburg, Justin Verlander. That's Game 2, 7:07 Central first pitch. Kawhi Leonard looking good as a Clipper.
Leonard on the right wing, guarded by James, attacks down the right alley. Pump fake in the lane, turnaround jumper from 8 feet is good on the right block. Kawhi Leonard stuck on automatic with 28 points. 106-96, Clippers in front.
That is Noah Eagle on Clippers Radio. Leonard, a game-high 30 points in a 112-102 decision over the Lakers. Anthony Davis, 25 points and 10 boards in his first game for them. Only 18 points from LeBron. Danny Green actually led the Lakers with 28 on 7 threes. The Raptors outscored the Pelicans 130-122 in overtime to start their season. 34 points apiece from Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam. And Florida AD Scott Strickland taking to Twitter yesterday to see if anybody from the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, or the Pac-12 wants to schedule a home-and-home with his Gators. Florida has recently scheduled series with Miami, Texas, Utah, and Colorado. They will soon play their first non-conference true road game outside Florida since 1991. Boys?
Beautiful. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Andrew, you know what? I'll see you tomorrow. You can keep getting out. You don't have to sit down. You can leave. Thank you, sir.
Will Moose not be here tomorrow?
No, I'll be here tomorrow.
Okay, I'll see you both tomorrow.
We will see you tomorrow.
I know. I'm not speaking for Moose. I'm speaking for myself. I'll see you, too. I'll see you. Moose will see you. We'll all see
you. Yes, we'll all see Andrew tomorrow.
We should all be here tomorrow.
Yes, hopefully.
Andrew's confused.
God willing.
Just get out, Andrew, okay? Get on my nerves.
Come back. We got the undercard for you. It's Taz and the Moose here on this Wednesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
This is basketball legend Christian Laettner, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Sean down in Baltimore. Do you think D-Wade will add to the TNT crew? Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. So Wade signed a multi-year deal. I think it was a three-year deal, I believe it was, with TNT. Mm. It's going to be studio, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's correct? What I heard, studio? Too. Studio, Mike? Yep. I think it's studio.
Yeah, studio stuff, and then he'll be doing college basketball as well, so they're going to use him in a lot of different platforms.
Right. I think it's too many voices. I think when you have Barkley, I mean, they didn't take anyone away. Barkley, Kenny Smith, Shaq. Now you throw D-Wade in with Ernie. I don't know.
A lot of voices. I agree with you.
I'm not saying Dwayne Wade can't add something, but I mean, I thought the chemistry was great. What do you need Dwayne Wade for? Oh,
chemistry's awesome to the point
we've
you're
talked about before. And I love pregames. I think it's the best studio show, regardless of sport.
And now Wade's got to try to fit in there, man. It's hard. I mean, I'm not feeling it. Too many voices is bad, especially the studio.
He's not going to be used all the time, just some special events. So he's not going to be there on a normal, like, say, you know, TNT doubleheader night. So, you know, when it's a special game, I mean, whatever they decide is to be in a special night. But
so many of these TV executives with sports, they are friggin' obsessed with so many former athletes. And I'm not begrudging anyone getting jobs. Don't get me wrong. But it's just, to your point, it's too many voices. It's oversaturation. If let's say Shaq gave notice and he was leaving, and then you want to fill that with Wade, no problem. I mean, good luck filling for Shaq. I get it, but still, at least, you know, to the point you're making, it's not like, you know, there's too many guys, and it's not just them. Game day, college game day, they do a great job with it, but there's like so many different people involved with it now. And the big defensive end from Georgia comes in sometime. What's his name? I'm trying to blank.
Oh, yeah. Not Marcus Spears.
Years. No.
The former linebacker whose injury, his career ended with the Bengals and with the neck injury.
Dark-haired kid. What is his name?
I his face. He's lost a lot of weight from his dip.
He has.
Days.
He has. Played at Georgia.
I know who you're talking about.
What is his name? I could see his face right now, but, like, you know, I understand. What's his name? Corso's getting older. I understand that, and, you know. But I'm just saying, like, that show, too, his name will jump out to one of us here, but it's just so many guys. Like, it's just so many people.
Yeah, David Pollack. I knew it was David Pollack.
He does a good job. Don't get me wrong, but hey, another guy.
Well,
a couple years ago I did that.
Right, and I think it's, you know, I get the idea, Taz, because you're trying to, on game day, you have so many sections of the country you're trying to cover. Yeah. Right? You know, you want to make sure the ACC fan is happy and the SEC fan is happy and the Big 12 and the Big 10 and the Pac-12. So you're cutting, you know, you're doing all these things. You're crisscrossing across America and, you know, you've got a lot of time to kind of work your way through all of that, right? When I'm looking at, you know, a TNT studio show, know, and I know he's not going to be there every single time they're doing these shows, but still, what do I need Dwayne Wade to throw into that mix? I think it's perfect. Barkley, Smith, and Shaq are perfect. And with Ernie playing kind of the straight man, it's perfect. I think it totally works.
Don't disagree. I know, but this is what they do. Because he's exactly, we need more guys. No, you don't.
No, you don't. You don't. And I guess it's not like Dwayne Wade needs the money either.
He probably just wants to segue into this world. You know what I mean? Like, that's probably what it is.
Yeah, you're right. Get into the broadcasting world. He's going to be doing some college stuff as well. Maybe he's great at it. Maybe he is. Maybe I'll be my words 4 months from now and be like, you know what? Wade's addition to the TNT studio show was unbelievable.
You're not saying he's going to be bad. You're just saying it's too many people.
I think it's perfect the way it is. Why mess something up that's really good?
I agree.
Why throw another voice into something? I get the playoffs and having guys that get eliminated. You want to throw, C.J. McCollum or whoever it might be. I'm just throwing his name out there, to kind of get the modern-day player's perspective. I get that. But on the regular or even on special occasions, I don't need Dwayne Wade in there. All due respect. You know, we want to throw him in as an analyst during the course of the game. That's fine. That studio show's great.
It is. It is. And that dynamic can change once you add another voice. And that's what happens. And because that's another opinion that's got to be. These NFL Sunday shows, dude. Like, these NFL pregames.
Oh.
The one like Boomer's on, all these other guys, the Fox one, the CBS. Dude, they are like, I mean, Michael Strahan, Howie Long, Terry Bradshaw, the other guy, Jimmy Johnson. Dude, stop me up. Stop. Enough.
You know what bothers me about the studio show is this.
What?
Is when we're getting close to halftime of any particular game. And say said play-by-play voice says, coming up at the half, we'll head back to New York or we'll head back out to Los Angeles. And they shoot the studio, and then everyone's like,
they're like yawning.
They're laughing hysterically.
Oh.
Rip roaring, like, Andrew Dice Clay or Kevin James is like working the room as the games are going on.
Seven figures a year, so my point being is,
do you have to be fake and phony there?
Right.
What exactly? True. What exactly at that stage?
Are you laughing at?
What is Kurt Menefee saying at that stage that's making you laugh hysterically?
Like Tim Doyle.
What
Tim
did
Doyle,
Phil Sims just say to basically have Bill Cowher, cracking out of his suit? I mean, what was just said there?
When I think
guys,
of comedy,
we're on camera. Laugh. God, that's a good one.
Well, nothing screams comedy like Phil Sims. So. When I hear the name Phil Sims, you mentioned Dice Clay. It's kidding me?
And I love Phil. Phil's
this
great.
This is Phil Sims.
And he's fantastic. But can you just be real and genuine? Nobody's really laughing there.
No.
We always have our game face on.
Nobody's really laughing there. Speaking of which, how did AEW Dark last night, 7 o'clock, it launched? How'd it go?
Oh, wow. That's all I can say is wow.
Good. It went well.
Yeah, it did.
You were happy with it?
Yeah.
Good.
The response from the fans, anybody listening that has been tweeting or at social media and who watched AEW Dark on the YouTube page for All Elite Wrestling, thanks for all of the tweets. I mean, it's just so many. I'm not being braggadocious. I'm being serious. Like, it's so many people really enjoyed myself and Excalibur, who's their play-by-play, one of their play-by-play guys, along with Tony Schiavone and Jim Ross. But we never worked together before, he's been calling wrestling for a lot of years, over 10-something years, 15 years, whatever it is, out on the West Coast. And we never met. I knew him the day before I met him, and then we didn't do a rehearsal, nothing. No on-camera rehearsals, just Cole Jones. Here we go. Right. Roll the cameras. Roll the mics.
It went great.
Went really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, went really good. So, and good matches to call. And people can still download. It's there on YouTube. So it's the AEW Episode 3, AEW Doc Episode 3 from Philadelphia.
You just have to subscribe to it, right, on YouTube?
You don't have to. I think you could just watch it. You don't have to subscribe. You know how YouTube works.
I get it. I just didn't know how this particular works.
You don't have to. Yeah, it's Freebie Jones. It's free.
There's some channels you have to subscribe to in order to get the video.
No, not this one.
Okay.
You could just watch it. You just... go to youtube.com/allelitewrestling, and it's right there. So
nice.
Yeah, and they put a lot of content on their YouTube page. They do a good job. And tonight is their the main TV show, the live show on TNT, AEW Dynamite. So that's on tonight, too. So I obviously will not be on that one, but I'm here with you, and I'll be here tomorrow.
Well, glad that you're all excited to be here.
I didn't say. I'm just pointing out that I'll be here.
I know.
I just
the excitement in your voice.
Glenn Jones. I know. Definitely could have came off that way.
I'm
see what you're saying.
It's all good. I'm glad it went well.
It
honestly,
did
I'm glad you're happy with it. 7 o'clock last night. Yeah. Hop on YouTube, All Elite Wrestling.
Yes.
And check it out. And certainly, you were great in the WWE, and great to see you, you know, get back in with AEW.
I just want to say something. Like, people, and you can relate to this, like, a lot of people, I don't want to come off the wrong way, but like, people are like, man, you haven't done commentary in 5 years. Oh, man, you sounded great. And it's so nice to hear those comments, but I'm like, I do radio every day. Like, people don't realize when you're on the air every day, and it's a little different than play-by-play in color.
For sure.
But you're still broadcasting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're still talking for a living, and all the podcasting I've done and do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not.
It's not like you were out there working the fields.
Yeah, it's not like
or
right
out of it, and then all of a sudden they dragged you out,
and I've stayed on top of the business too. It's the wrestling business. You know what I mean? So, but no, I
think people are just being nice. They're
I know.
Trying to,
and, you know,
say it's great to hear you again.
And you know me, I could come off like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
you know, like
I know. Don't just take it as a compliment. Just take it as
one
a nice.
Guy.
People are trying to be nice.
I know.
People are like to hear you. That's good. It's great.
I know. I get a little like I get weird. You know, but yeah.
I'm glad it went well.
Thank you.
And the response was great.
Pete, you enjoyed it, I heard. So someone told me.
Oh, very good, yes.
Yeah, Pete said it sounded great. I saw him early this morning. I was on one end of the back room there, and he was going into the cafeteria area, and he yelled, "You sounded great!"
Nice.
Like, I could hardly hear the guy. Like, if you're going to tell someone, hey, good job, wouldn't you, like, go up to him, hey, pal, good job? Instead, he yelled it across from, like, Queens to Manhattan.
Well, then he had, pal, good job.
Well, he knew he was going to have 3 hours to tell you that when you guys are chatting
about
wrestling.
That's why I kept going into control.
Yeah, no doubt, of
course.
Non-stop
talking about wrestling.
No doubt.
Non-stop.
And he realized I could, you know, I've got the next 3 hours to tell you, Taz, how great you are. I'll just tell you right now.
Nobody better.
Just, you know, to warm up the engine a little bit before we put that diesel in there.
I shouldn't have said no.
No.
I know.
Here we go.
I'll put my foot in my
mouth. No, stop. It's all good. It's all good. Check it out on YouTube, All Elite Wrestling, AEW Dark. All right, here we go. The undercard.
Taz and the Moose present The Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, quickly, Mike, go.
All right, we talked about earlier in the show the free Taco Bell for everybody because of Trey Turner's stolen base. Now, if you had the ability to choose the fast food restaurant you would want to have the free food from, which would it be? And also, Jesse, if you're listening, we accept gift cards to all these places.
Oh, that's nice. Chick-fil-A.
Wow. All right, well, stole mine.
I could go different. I could go Burger King chicken sandwich.
I like that, too. But no, you go Chick-fil-A if you want. That's cool. I'm going to give you one different. I'm going to go to Jersey Mike's. Is that considered fast food? Not really. Is it? Is it? Yeah.
I think that's fast food.
Yeah,
it's a sub shop.
Yeah, I say In-N-Out. I like Jersey Mike's.
I agree with you. Jersey Mike's is a solid it sub is. Place. Hero place.
Look, where we
Wedge.
Live in this part of the Northeast, we have a lot of good delis. I know by you do. By me, I do. By these guys, they do. But yet, it's a little different than a regular New York deli sandwich. But it's still really good sub shop, to your point. You know,
I agree with you.
Jersey Mike's.
I think they're the... I enjoy them the most of those kind of, like, I would say, fast food hero shops.
Give you one real quick. Chick-fil-A. So my son was playing at Bucknell. They were playing against Loyola in Maryland. You know? And a little tidbit for you. The concession stand has Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
at Loyola University. Yeah,
that's nice.
Dude, the line is through the whole stadium. We just wait outline at halftime.
That's like Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Shake Shack's up at City Field.
City Field, yeah.
And they have it up at Saratoga. My dad and I were up there this summer.
Really?
Like, oh, let's go get Shake Shack. The line was literally
crazy,
60
right?
deep. I'm like, I'm not waiting on line for that burger.
Yeah, that's Saratoga?
Yeah, they do.
That's
right,
cool.
Right outside the clubhouse.
I've never been. I know Saratoga's racetrack. I've never been there, though. I've never been to Saratoga.
Saratoga's
nice.
Great. You'd love
nice.
It. Yeah. It's really nice. Go up there. It's easy back and forth. You can stay a night up there. It's beautiful. But, yeah, they've added something. Shake Shack being one of them.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Mike, Pete, great job across the way. Bogish with the updates. Taz, good stuff as always, brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks to Tim Doyle for joining us earlier on the program. Remember, check out the podcast, radio.com. Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher as well. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll chat with you tomorrow. Enjoy your Wednesday. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.